Not that I lost any sleep over that stuff. How could I, when I had a little business going on the side? Boys paid me to write notes to other girls on their behalf. They trusted me. They had this notion that I knew what to say. I just wrote whatever I thought that particular girl wanted to hear and collected dollar bills on delivery. The notes my friends showed me were no work of mine, but I kept my business quiet, so it stands to reason that if anyone else had a similar business, they'd have been discreet about it too. When my hair started to darken, I combed peroxide through it. As for character, mine developed without haste or fuss. I didn't interfere. It was all there in the mirrors. Suppose you're born in the Lower East Side of Manhattan in the year 1930-something. Suppose your father's a rat catcher. Your absent mother is never discussed, to the extent that you nurse the theory that you're a case of spontaneous generation. The interior of the house you grow up in is pale orange and rust brown. At dawn and sunset, shadows move like hands behind the curtains. Silhouettes of men with brill-creamed waves in their hair gathered on the street corner to sing about their sweethearts in seven-part harmony, the streetcar whispering along its track, Mrs. Phillips next door beating